Well, howdy guys. It's a bright sunny day here today. What are we going to talk about today? Well, should we talk about pheromones? Now, that's different. Are a lot of pheromones today professional scammers? Not just today, though, is it? Of course, marriage has been their most successful scam, though. Go with a guy, pretend she likes him, loves him. Spend a few years with him, playing the wife. Then spring divorce on him, take the house, and the kids, and the car. Then because they put some weight on, look a bit frumpy now, they lose weight, pay more attention to their outward appearance, and try and attract another man to do exactly the same thing. A lot of you young guys won't remember, but many years ago, there was quite a big spate of slip and fall accidents in grocery stores. And of course they got a payout. And mostly all of these were pheromones. You don't see so much of it now because the stores got wise to it. And they stopped all the big payouts. So they just move on to the next scam. And as the United States, I think 90% of the people there are lawyers. They all need to make money. And I can only imagine the courts being gummed up with pheromones trying to sue somebody somewhere. And what's always the goal? Money. Just think about it. How many pheromones do you know that has worked hard all their lives and made sacrifices to be successful and have money behind them? Well, there may be some, but I can't think of any myself. Because that's not generally the pheromone way. Their job is to find a rich man to provide all that. There may be a couple more business pheromones around now, but they're miserable as hell, aren't they? So if you think about it, guys, what do you think the percentage is of pheromones that have gone with a man, slept with a man, stayed with a man because he has power and money? Well, mostly money. Or they've gone with a man, slept with a man, stayed with a man because of love. We've all seen the stories where this guy is quite successful and he has a loving wife. All of a sudden, things don't go well. The guy loses all his money, loses his job. It's not very long after he loses his wife too. So obviously, she wasn't there for him. Oh, I know the United States is supposed to be a great country, but they seem to have an awful difficulty in justice. The Lindsay Clancy trial is a circus. I think it's pretty obvious that this pheromone unalived her three children. There's overwhelming proof. I don't think anybody's in any doubt of that. But getting justice for these three young lives that were lost seems to be difficult in America. Whenever I see a headline about it, I try and brush past it. I'm tired of it already. They've turned it into a spectacle. They're probably making a film adaptation now. And I don't believe real justice will ever be served. And when there's no real justice in society, there's only anarchy. And society's doomed. I wouldn't take that sword. It's probably a scam. Bit doomy today, aren't I? Oh well, it's early morning here. Maybe I'll feel better later on. You take it easy.